What's up, guys? It's Maddie Daddario.
And it's Kennedy Williams.
Back with another episode of Girl Talk. So today, we are going to switch gears a little bit, and we're going to talk about skincare.
Yeah. So, you go first.
So, I think skincare is definitely something that's very important to a lot of girls, especially because, you know, I think social media depicts these girls as, like, flawless and no imperfections on their skin, which isn't necessarily true. I'm sure a lot of girls edit their pictures and wear makeup, but I personally feel better when my skin is clear, so I think we're both just going to kind of talk about the two sides of skincare, because I know Kennedy was saying she doesn't do as much as I do, but her skin's actually clearer than mine, so
I guess so. Okay, so for me, I mean, okay, you might have heard the whole black don't crack thing, or you don't really age or whatever, and I'm just 16, but I've never really had to do anything to wear makeup or do anything to kind of, like, enhance my face. I mean, all I really do is just wash my face when I shower, and that's kind of just been fine for me. But at the end of the day, I do, you know, I've realized that a lot of teenagers aren't the same way, and they kind of need that to, I won't say feel more confident, but I mean it is kind of.
You could say that. Yeah, I definitely think it is kind of that. People feel more confident when their skin's more clear. For me, for the longest time, like when every, like in like middle school, when everyone was breaking out and had all this acne, I had none. Like I had no acne. My face was clear. And I honestly like didn't like take that good of care of my face. Like I'd wash it sometimes. And if I wore makeup, I'd like take my makeup off. But with like those Neutrogena wipes that you like scrub on your face that like make your face burn after. But now, as I got into high school, like, I guess, I don't know if it was just I was late with that, but my skin, like, at times would get really, really bad. And I realized I have to watch what I eat because what I eat
probably
affects my skin more than my weight, like, I've noticed. And that sounds stupid, but, like, when I eat greasy food, I can tell because my face, like, shows it. Being stressed definitely also just destroyed my face. And then drinking water, like, those were the three things that I kind of cracked it down to be why I had acne. I wasn't drinking enough water, I wasn't eating healthy enough, and I was stressed all the time. So for me, I kind of took control of it, and I was eating healthier for more reasons than just, like, my skin, just because I kind of changed the way I ate. And I was drinking a lot more water. Obviously, it's hard to control how you stress, but, you know, you try. And I mean, I definitely still get acne sometimes now, but, like, I go through a routine of, like, I wash my face with an acne wash at night. I wash my face twice a day. I wash it with a – I've learned that simple, honestly, is more. Like, I know people will put all kinds of, like, these masks and scrubs and this and that and, like, that – like, I hate that Lush brand. I'm going to be honest. That Lush brand with those bath bombs, terrible for your skin. Sorry, like – do not like it, has been the worst for my skin.
Honestly, like, so how I feel about most things like that, if it's not natural and it doesn't just, it's not just how Mother Nature and, you know, the world just naturally works, it's probably not good.
No.
Like, it has some short-term thing that probably seems nice, but, like, at the end of the day, just do the natural things, like Maddie was saying.
Yeah.
I drink a ton of water.
Yes, and water, that's probably, water.
Yeah,
water helps the biggest thing. A lot. I, but, like, I found one face mask that works for me, so I'll do that once a week. And then I just make sure you get your makeup off. Like, so important. Get your makeup off. I use, like, a microcellar water or something, and it's by Burt's Bees, and it's so – it, like, gets my makeup off so well. Because I honestly wear a BB cream, a concealer, and, like, mascara most days. And so it's not hard to get it off, but – it stays, like, okay, it's not hard, but it is, because it'll come off and you'll think it's off, but it's not. And, like, so I'll take that off, wash my face, take it off again, and then, like, put a toner on for the night and put moisturizer on. So, I mean, you just have to know your skin. That's the number one important thing. Like, people will put videos out there being like, this is my skincare routine, and this works so good, and this works so good.
Yeah,
but you have to understand, like, it might not work for you. It works for their skin. Like, you have to know what kind of skin you have and, like, how your skin reacts to different things. But If there's any advice, I think both of us are on the same page about simple is more.
Yeah,
because
totally.
The more stuff you're putting on your face, the more you're clogging your pores. So,
yeah. I mean, one last thing. So for people who wear makeup, there are definitely a ton of reasons that people do it, and I completely respect that. But I think just a big thing about it is to make sure there actually is a solid reason.
Yes,
you're doing something like makeup. Don't. And this is just like anything. Just don't do things because other people are doing it. Do it because it makes you happy. It's a decision that you want to make for yourself. Because of things like makeup, I mean, I don't like to call myself judgmental, but it's something.
Oh, I don't know how some girls wear so much. Like,
yeah,
it's just something. I just don't have the energy. I think it looks good, but like, I definitely agree with that. If you're not going anywhere, don't put makeup on. Like, there's days I will, 99% of the time, I just don't wear makeup to school. Because I don't feel like it. I mean, I had time to. But, like, give your skin a break. Do not constantly put makeup on and all that. Just let it breathe. But,
yeah,
so that's our episode of Real Talk with Skincare. I hope you all enjoyed, and see you next week.
Yep.